Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to this morning's conference call with DSM. Throughout today's call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the call, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push-button phone. Now I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Herman Betten. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this morning's conference call. Thank you for joining us at relatively short notice. Sitting here with me is Mr. Femke Siebesma, CEO and Chairman of the DSM Managing Board, and alongside him is our CFO, Geraldine Matchett. Femke will elucidate on this morning's announcement regarding a partnership with CVC for polymer intermediates and composite resins, and after that, Femke and Geraldine will answer your questions. As a reminder, I am obliged to say that today's call can contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. And with that, I would like to give the floor to Femke. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, all of you, and thank you for joining us early morning at such a short notice. Today, we announced an important step in delivering on our DSM strategy. As you will remember, DSM has been mentioning already since mid-2012 its desire to reduce the exposure to the merchant market of caprolactam. And during our Capital Markets Day last November, we highlighted our intention to strongly pursue strategic actions, which could include partial or complete divestments for three of our business, caprolactam, as mentioned before, acrylonitrile and composite resins. Well, we are happy today to announce that these decisive steps has been taken now in this first quarter of 2015. DSM and CVC Capital Partners will form a partnership for DSM's activities in polymer intermediates, that's caprolactam and acrylonitrile, and composite resins, by forming a new company, provisionally called NewCo, and DSM will hold a 35% minority share in this venture. After a careful process in which we evaluated all options, we believe the partnership with CVC is the best way forward for these businesses. For DSM, this is a logical step in our strategy. Caprolactam, acrylonitrile, composite resins no longer fit our more resilient and less cyclical and less volatile portfolio in nutrition and performance materials. This transaction is geared towards value creation for these businesses and is consistent with our commitment to continue to generate value for all our stakeholders and deliver on our strategy. With this transaction, DSM can now fully focus on improving the operational performance of our nutrition and performance materials businesses. The enterprise value of the transaction is 600 million plus an earnout up to 175 million euro. This represents an EBITDA multiple of 6 to 7, depending on the achievement of the earnout. We believe this is a good multiple for DSM that will fairly reflect the market conditions and is well in line with multiples realized for comparable activities in the industry. Because of accounting rules, the caprolactam, acrylonitrile composite businesses will be classified as assets held for sale in Q1 2015. And we will recognize an initial book loss of approximately 130 million euro after tax and non-controlling interest as an exceptional item in our Q1 results, while the full value of our remaining 35% stake will be recognized in the future. Closing of the transaction, subject, of course, to the customary conditions and approvals, is expected in Q3 2015. As you can read in the press release we issued together with CVC earlier today, NewCo will be owned for 65% by CVC and 35% by DSM. NewCo will operate as an independent, dedicated company under the leadership of CVC, who holds the majority share. The 1,950 DSM employees working in these businesses, including the current DSM management, will be transferred to NewCo. CVC will work together with the current management to make NewCo a success. CVC will bring relevant expertise to NewCo. It has a well-known portfolio of businesses in the chemical industry with a good long-term track record of growing and building these businesses and thus securing the long-term future of the activities in which they invest. Pro forma third-party sales of NewCo 2014 amounted to €2.1 billion, generating an EBITDA of €106 million. This deal includes also a 15-year supply arrangement for caprolactam by NewCo to Engineering Plastics in Europe and the US under the so-called drawing rights agreement, effectively maintaining the backward integration of DSM Engineering Plastics for the key material caprolactam, which is very important for us. In total, the 1,915 employees of the three businesses will move to NewCo, of which around 575 are based in the Netherlands. This deal has a limited impact on our overall position in the Netherlands. NewCo will automatically also get a stake in SciTech, the service organization on the Chemelot site. Chemelot Industrial Park and Chemelot Research Campus set up by DSM over the years has turned out to be a very successful concept, employing over 7,000 people in more than 100 companies. And DSM, of course, remained committed to contribute to the success of Chemelot. This partnership, ladies and gentlemen, with CVC allows DSM to further reduce the cyclicality of our portfolio, fully in line with our strategy and as mentioned before. Secondly, to secure a long-term competitive supply position of caprolactam for our engineering plastics business, which we mentioned before is important to us, and our fully focused DSM on our nutrition and performance materials and innovation activities, complemented, of course, by accelerated actions to improve efficiency and to reduce cost. And with that, operator, ladies and gentlemen, I open the floor for questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting a question and answer round. If you have a question or remark, please press star 1 now. Star 1 for your questions or remarks. Go ahead. Our first question is from Mr. Gijs van Wetten from the AMP. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for your time. Two questions, if I may. Could you shed some more light on the targets regarding the earn-out? And can you tell us what you plan to do with the net proceeds of this sale?
Yeah. Simple questions. The earn-out is performance related, so it will be depend on the success of the business development over the coming period. I don't know what you want to add to that, Geraldine.
No. The earn-out will crystallize, as mentioned, at exit, and it's based on business performance. So nothing.
But you can't say which elements, especially. I mean, what the exact targets are for this earn-out when you.
Business performance related is the best description. We cannot reveal all the details of the contract between CVC and ourselves, obvious reasons. But the better the business performs, the better it is for CVC and also for DSM turnout. Secondly, the proceeds will be used for net debt reduction. Looking to the CFO to confirm that, and she does. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it.
The following question is from Mr. Andrew Knoll from Bloomberg. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
My first one is because initially you were selling Capro and ACL, and then the resins bit came in later. Was it a stipulation that you wanted to sell all of them together?
Yeah, we always mentioned, as I said already, from mid-2012 that we want to sell the merger market of caprolactam because we wanted to secure the captive part. And many people in the market hinted you could also do the reverse, selling total caprolactam and via a drawing rights contract secure your captive need. And we said, yeah, that's the reciprocal of what we said, so that's true. We sharpened this further in the later part of 2014 by saying this includes the other two biochemical parts of DSM, being ACN and composite resins. And at that moment, when we mentioned that, we said that could be three separate deals. It could be one deal, it could be two deals even, up to, of course, biddings that we get. And at the end of the day, we came to this construct, which we saw the opportunity to sell all three into this partnership right now. And, of course, at the right price, with the right upsides, as we already discussed. We thought this is a good step of the DSM. Fast,
yeah.
Creating clarity in the markets, the financial markets, creating clarity internally for our own people. So I think, we're happy that we could so rapidly deliver on our strategic outlook and statements we made in Q4, that in Q1 we can announce this deal. And as I said, I think it's good for our people because it creates clarity. They expected this already for a long time because this is a part of the portfolio that does not fit with DSM any longer. And also externally because we believe we got a fair price, which and already referred to the upside of the earnout. We think there's a good earnout to be gained for DSM as well.
Okay. I mean, when you mention a quick solution, when did sort of CV enter the frame? And could you talk a bit about some of the interest you had from strategic players, before
tying up? Yeah, we will not really go into the details. Obviously, we mentioned it that we are open for deals on all three businesses at the Capital Markets Day. That was Dave's Capital Markets Day, was in November, mm-hmm. early November in 2014. And let's not go in detail when exactly we were further entertaining discussions with CVC. But as you see, for these kind of deals, it's a good expedited process, and obviously there are several interested people always in these kind of processes. And at the end, we made the deal with CVC. We think it's a very good option.
Have you got in mind your I forget what it was called, but the API business that you joint ventured? I mean, that seems to be going quite well and ultimately could head to an IPO at some point. I mean, is that a model that you've got in mind here?
Well, the future, at this moment, CVC holds it for 65%. We hold it for 35%. Of course, it is not expected that will be forever that setup that everybody expects. And how that could further evolve, that could be different things. You mentioned IPO. You could also say that different parts of the business have different contexts, and that's also true. So I'm not going to speculate on how the future will look like. We need to see. But you're right. The deal we made with JLL, Patreon, on our DPX business turned out to be a very good setup and a very good construct, of which we hold 49% and JLL 51%. And we are very happy with the way we set up that pharma deal. That is correct.
Right. So everything's sort of open. I'll let other people come in. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Our next question is from Mr. Jeroen Koot van Financiële Dagblad. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning. I have a question about the enterprise value, the 600 million. Could you specify that in the caprolactam business and the other businesses so that we can have more feeling about, you know what I mean. Second question is, why did you decide to make a deal when DSM is having 35% left? What's the reason? What's the reason that's the best deal in your view? And the third question I have to look for, but maybe you can answer these two for me already. Thank you.
All right. Well, one thing you to correct a little bit, the enterprise value of the transaction is $600 million plus an earnout of $175 million. That is the total enterprise value of the transaction. Mm-hmm. And that is based, the 600 plus the earnout up to 175, that is based on an EBITDA of $106 million in 2014 for these businesses. And then you can make your own calculation based on all of the above. And then you talk about a multiple roughly between 6 and 7. Why this setup? Basically because this setup is the best for all parties. It's the best for DSM because we deconsolidate right now our businesses, we divest our businesses. The direction is also clear. Over time, DSM will go out of its businesses, so this is an important strategic step. For CVC, it's important that DSM also remain for this moment connected to the business. I guess for our own people, it is relevant. So if you look to all stakeholders for CVC, for our own people, and for the value creation for DSM, this setup serves in fact, the goals of everybody involved. And therefore, we choose for this setup.
Okay, but it's not forever, you just told. What do you expect? Will it be less, or will CVC be total owner in the end?
Well, CVC will be as a private equity player, although they hold sometimes pieces for a pretty long time, but they will not be the ultimate long time owner forever, obviously, that you can expect. And DSM, of course, also not, because otherwise we would not sell our part if we have the reverse intention. So, of course, this setup will result into new steps into the future. But once again, it opens avenues also for those businesses to further grow. It would have been impossible for those businesses to grow in a DSM context because we are not willing to allocate additional capital to these businesses further because they do not fit with the strategy of DSM. So for the businesses, they can grow. For CVC, they have DSM in, and they control the business they get now involved in. For the people, they get clarity and further growth perspective. And for DSM, we generate via this setup most of the value. As said, $600 million plus an earnout up to $175 million is a very fair and good price.
And one question I forgot to mention. You also said about $130 million about the Caprolactam business in Q1. Is that the an impairment, or I missed that part?
Well, we taken an impairment in anticipation of a book loss. The book loss you take only at closing, obviously. But you take an, let's say, anticipated book loss, that's called now an impairment, of $130 million, and that has to do with the value we get for the business and our book value, and need to take into consideration that the full value, especially also of our 35% stake, can only be recognized later. So that is according to bookkeeping rules, and due to that, you have to take this impairment right now of $130 million.
Okay, thank you.
That's a non-cash item, obviously.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Jeroen, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any further questions or remarks, please press star 1 now. We have another question from Mr. Andrew Noel from Bloomberg. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, I've got one short one and then a couple longer. The first one is, you mentioned the fair price and the multiple. Forgive me if it's in the statement, but what was the multiple that was used?
The multiple, well, you can calculate 600 plus up to 175 million. That is around 6 to 7, can be on the low side, slightly below 6, and it can be a little bit higher than 7. So let's say roughly 6 to 7.
Okay, thanks. And just in terms of what happens next, you know, further down the line, how's that set up in terms of, do you get a veto or, you know, obviously CVC is the majority partner, is in the driving seat there, so, but just from your own point of view, because you've got that toll agreement or whatever you,
yep.
You know, the backward
yep.
integration.
Yeah, that's correct. CVC is indeed in the driving seat, they own the majority, that's totally correct. Of course, you have always in these kind of deals so-called minority rights protection. So you have always certain things that you agree in the contracts for the minority shareholder, and those are then specific elements. I will not go into in detail, but that is pretty standard in these kind of deals. And indeed, what is very important is that we made a 15 years deal. For our supply of caprolactam for our engineering plastics business at, let's say, competitive and conditions that continues to make our business of engineering plastics basically, let's say, virtually backward integrated, like we have more or less our own caprolactam. And that is important. So for our engineering plastics business, the world does not change, and that is then included in the contract. That's correct.
Okay, and just the last one, you know, if I'm just wondering how, you know, how this sort of helps the competitive situation, you know, for the well, particularly for the Capro and the ACL. I mean, you know, versus the, you know, the low cost emerging market suppliers. I mean, I'm wondering what, you know, if you look at the deal, you kind of see, well, CVC can go in and, you know, cut more costs than you would have been able to or something like that, because there's no consolidation from their point of view, well, that I'm aware of. You know, it's not like a bigger player is going to come in or it's like an emerging market partnership or something like that.
Yeah. CVC is bringing in their own expertise and their own experiences with these businesses, absolutely true. They do not bring in specific businesses, correct. And now it becomes speculation for the future, and I do not want to do that. But in this context, there are, of course, possibilities to grow their business. In DSM's context, as I mentioned, that would be impossible to make combinations or growth with other businesses, because we don't want to allocate further money to this business. So that avenue is being opened to be put in this context. And obviously, indeed, CVC, together with us as a minority shareholder, will run this business as lean and mean as possible, absolutely.
Right, okay. And in terms of... you know, you're getting preferential price for your, you know, for the Capro and ACL, or would you have to pay market price for that? Surely there's some benefit there.
No, what we have done here, and that is for us a very important one. We have a 15 years, we call it drawing rights contract. And the conditions on which it is made, I would say this secures an ongoing strategic and competitive cost position for our business. I don't want to go too much in detail, but our engineering plastic business will remain as competitive as it is today. And that is a very important element of the drawing rights contract. And basically, with this contract, we effectively maintain our backward integration into caprolactam.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Looking at the time, one final question. It is there.
Thank you, sir. The last question is from Mr. Gijs van Wetten from AMP. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'll keep it short. You mentioned already that DSM will not be in this new company for eternity. Have you agreed on a lock-up period for how long you have to remain committed to this company?
No, we CVC and ourselves will discuss, of course, and CVT will take also lead about what is the best things to do. So, no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Some closing remarks, Frank?
Yeah. If there are no further questions or no further questions allowed by Herman, then I would say thanks for calling in this morning. This deal is for DSM a pretty decisive step. It is, to that extent, it was expected because we mentioned it clearly outside in the market as our strategy to reduce our cyclicality in our portfolio whilst maintaining to be backward integrated into caprolactam for engineering plastics, which we discussed also the call. And in fact, goals, strategic goals are being achieved at a deal on conditions which is favorable for our stakeholders, including our shareholders. And this opens up the avenue further to fully focus on our nutrition and performance materials business, including all the measures which we take over there to increase our performance over there. Good, with that, really appreciate it. You could call in this morning, important step for us, and we're happy that we could announce this today. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the DSM media call. Thank you for attending. You can disconnect your line now.